Welcome to another edition of our podcast. Today I'm really excited to have our champion user, Lee Kyson, on the line from Kyson Building Consultancy. I say a champion user because you've got about 1,000 new matters in Party War Pro, which is pretty exciting. But it's not about you using our software anyway. This is not about self-promotion. It's more about you. So, can you talk a bit about how you started, where you started, and how you got into surveying in general?
Well, basically, I come from a trade background, and I've spent all my life in construction, and I've been used to having people working for me. So I've had them done building, developing properties. Most of my work was basically as a plastering contractor, so I had plasterers working for me. However, that was always on the physical side, and as I'm not getting any younger, I decided I need to sort of try and make a change, but at the same time put the experience I'd gained to use. And it was strange because one day I was actually preparing a quote for a builder to carry out some building work on his house. And while I was around there, he was telling me that he'd had problems getting a party wall surveyor. And I was vaguely familiar with the Act. So I just looked into it and found out a lot more information. I attended the course run by the Faculty of Party Wall Surveyors and started off working basically as a party wall surveyor, but just as a sideline. And now it seems like it's taken off. And it is most of my work now.
So you started your practice from scratch completely.
Yes.
And that's interesting because, you're the first one. Normally, people come from, surveying practices where they've done a little bit of party wall and then decided to set up their own place or are still with bigger firms. And that's actually quite interesting. Out of nothing, you started. And how did you get to grow it? Because obviously that first client was one thing, but then how did you take it on from there?
Well, I think originally I advertised heavily. Wherever I could get some adverts in, I would put them in. I probably spent an arm and a leg on advertising, but it just brought, it wasn't a very good return rate, but it gradually got the foot in the door, and gradually I would get one customer, then another, and then it would gradually lead on to getting more and more customers, because under the Party Wall Act, they're not really customers or clients, but for the sake of clarity, we just refer to them as customers. Yeah, yeah. But it just gradually advanced from there. I think maybe I've got an architect would ring me up, and then I've managed to maintain all future contacts with that architect, and then gradually another architect has came on board, and I've managed to keep contact with them so that I tend to have a continual flow of...
I think I've lost the connection there.
Right.
Welcome back. So you were saying, you were explaining how you got from your first customer to building a kind of a bigger practice. So you started advertising. Where did you start advertising in?
I put an ad in Yale because you can always do a freebie one for Yale. I also used, a couple of these ones. I'd be careful what I say because they weren't very successful and I never actually had a single response from them.
Right.
But they were sort of like affiliated with the local authorities for the different areas.
Okay.
So I spent quite a lot on them, but they weren't successful. But I think mainly it was Yale, and I gradually managed to, get a lot of response from Google. I did pay for some ads on Google, but then I gradually let my client base take over.
Yeah. So who did you target actually on Google? Was it architects and project managers?
Or? I think it was just basically party wall surveyors, but there was a pay for on the Google click to pay, and I think it just went for a lot of money very quickly, so knocked that on the head, which I knew it would do.
Yeah.
But I also, I think I wrote to a lot of architects. It's just a question of sending out some info to different people. But because it was a sideline, I wasn't reliant on it as my main source of income. I was still doing building work, so it didn't matter if I just got one party wall inquiry for that week and I carried that out. I wasn't dependent upon it. So it built slowly and so it's got to where it is now, where it virtually keeps me going sort of like most of the time.
Yeah.
Because I do help in starting in dispute resolution as well at the moment. So I think between the two, it could be very busy.
Yeah. All right, that's interesting. So the best, like if you were to give some advice to someone who wanted to kind of use advertising, the best thing was to try and get directly in contact with architects.
I found that, although it's difficult because everybody else has tried it before. So they've already got probably a base of party wall surveyors, or they have a particular company that they work with. But also what I did was I experimented with targeting on Yell, and I worked out what the best areas were, and I actually paid for, I think, party wall surveyors in East London, I think North London, and the areas around there, so that I had those areas and I was on the primary listing. So it cost me quite a bit, but it was a good return for what I was paying out, because if someone put in a party wall surveyor search East London, my name would come up within the, if it's not the top one, it was within the top three. So that worked quite well. The other one, I think, was Local Surveyors Direct, where you just pay for each lead as they come up. But sometimes you're maybe one of six or seven. You don't stand a chance, but you're still paying for that lead all the time. But that still had a good return basis on it. The other one is that I get quite a few inquiries from Ricks. I've just become a chartered building consultancy recently, so although I'm a chartered member of the Chartered Institute of Building myself, I'm now registered as a chartered building consultancy within the CIOB, so it's possible that I might start getting inquiries from the CIOB. I do get inquiries through my membership of the Faculty of Party Wall Surveyors, and occasionally from being a member of the Pyramus and Tisby Club.
Yeah.
Because they are areas where people can check your credentials, whereby there are party wall surveyors that have got no credentials, no affiliations, but trawl the planning portals, writing to the adjoining owners, which is one way of getting clients, but I think a lot of the people I talk to, they tend to say, we get the letters, we just bin them, because they take them a lot of time for what they are, and because a lot of people who follow that route have left a bad reputation.
So how would you say the acting for building owners or adjoining owners ratio is? Is the majority of your work coming from building owners?
It used to be. Much of my work was originally as a building owner, working on behalf of the build or acting on behalf of the building owner, and the adjoining owner would quite often appoint me as the agreed surveyor. So I would say probably about 80% of my work was as agreed surveyor, and probably about 20% was working in conjunction with another surveyor. But in the last 6 months, we've had quite a lot of inquiries whereby I've started taking on appointments for the adjoining owner, especially whereby the building owners have carried out work or they've commenced work without serving notice. And I've been acting on behalf of the adjoining owner, sent a letter to the building owner requesting that they appoint a surveyor within 10 days, or if they refuse, that I would appoint one to act on their behalf, which I have done on like 5 or 6 occasions in the last few months. And that is tending to start to be a bit of a trend. Because there's a lot of people won't take those on because they don't believe the process can be started without a notice being served. But I think there's another school of thought coming out on that.
Yeah, all right. And so coming back to your practice, so now you run your party war practice on a full-time basis, or do you still...
Sometimes it's more than full-time. And sometimes you just get quiet times, but as I also do dispute resolution at the moment as well, that can be quite time-consuming.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment I'm preparing a referral for a building contractor for adjudication. So that takes up quite a bit. And also I'm studying for a master's in construction law at the moment. I've got the first year out of the way, so now I've got the second year to go. Oh, so that takes care of any spare time.
Yeah.
My party wall work seems to be getting more and more, and I tend to think, oh, great, got a couple of days next week, I'll get on with some studying. But then someone will ring up, want something done, and it's always last moment. And quite often there are people that, through architects that I know, who have told their client at the beginning they need to get a party wall agreement in place. They don't bother, and then they leave it to the last minute, they're just about to start, and the adjoining owner says, oh, hey mate, party wall award. And then it all stops and they're in a panic to get it all kick-started.
Yeah, typical. Yeah. And so in terms of the workload, so you started... When did you get your first client? When was that?
Probably just over 2 years ago.
2 years only, yeah, right, okay. Oh yeah, so it snowballed pretty quickly. So you've stopped marketing then? Because you get too many referrals now.
Oh, I still keep my Yell ads running, right, simply because they pay for themselves quite comfortably.
Yeah, that's quite nice.
But I think that's probably about it. I keep those ones going. I've got my affiliations with the various organisations. And like I said, I've managed to build my client base.
Yeah, that's pretty handy. So how do you keep on top of things?
With great difficulty. I've got my partner, he's going to help me. She's going to keep on top of things, hopefully, for me, paperwork-wise. Just excuse me, that's just her at the front door, which I just put to open.
No problem. Let's hope he doesn't forget about us.
She come home early. So, my keys were at the door, so she couldn't get in, unfortunately.
All right.
So, where were we?
Yeah, how do you keep on top of things? Because that's a lot of busy party wall practitioners are saying that it's actually difficult to keep on top of stuff.
I used to find it quite difficult, and as you know, I'm a great advocate of Party Wall Pro. That helps me no end to keep on top of everything, because I can set my notices, the dates are all there automatically. I haven't got to serve a notice and then make a note of it somewhere in the hope that I remember in 14 days' time that I haven't had a response. or in 3 weeks' time I get called from a rather irate building owner asking me what's happened, and, oh, why haven't I chased the up? So I find this great, and as you know, we've been trying to come up with ideas, and
Well, that's good. That's good to hear. That's good to hear.
Who's the software I use? I think it's probably Word, Microsoft Word.
Yeah.
For generating letters, but most of the work I do is with Partible Pro.
All right. How did you do it before? So you had you used spreadsheets or?
I did originally use a spreadsheet, and I had one tab in a workbook for each particular notice. And I had, like, one page would be set up with all the details. And once I put the building owner's name in, that would then be carried through to the particular point in each worksheet. So then I could just click on a particular worksheet and print it up and send it.
No, okay.
So it worked quite well, but it wasn't a very tidy way of proceeding with the work. I then did Microsoft Word, where I think I've got a Word document which is about 80 pages long with all different aspects of the act within it. So that at the beginning, I put in all the details, and then it changes it all through the document by way of using it as a bookmark and cross-reference. So once I put it in and it's bookmarked, I just change the name each time, and then it carries it on through. It works quite well, and you can do quite a nice, tidy document with it, but it still doesn't keep control of the documents, which is my biggest problem, because I'm not the tidiest of people, and that, and I tend to keep a lot of things in my head rather than write them down and make lists like a lot of sensible people do.
All right. And so if you had to, because it's actually pretty amazing that in 2 years you've built your practice from scratch, and now you kind of are at the point where it just work comes easily, and so you can live off that. If you had to give advice to a young surveyor who has an interest in party wall matters, what would you recommend he or she starts with?
They need to start off gradually, and don't expect everything to come to them. You've got to put yourself out, not just make yourself known, but also put yourself out for people. I accept people if they call me, of an evening, weekends. I just accept it and just get on with it, because, at the end of the day, they're my clients. They're what's putting bread and butter on the table. There are days that you can have off when you don't get any work, maybe, but you've got to put yourself out there, you've got to be honest with people, and you've got to give them a good service. If you can do that, and also, even if you don't know the answer to what they're asking, is don't be afraid to ask advice somewhere else from someone more experienced, and then get back to them with the answer, because they will always appreciate that you've come back to them with an answer. Mm-hmm. And also, I find that with young surveyors, they don't always accept what somebody else tells you. Use their advice, but do your own research, form your own opinion of what your answer to a particular problem could be, and base your answer on that. So make sure that you understand what you're talking about, rather than answer from the basis of what somebody has told you. Make sure you understand what you're asking.
Where do you go if you need... you need an answer?
I tend to ask various members of the faculty that have had more experience than myself. Plenty of people there. They're all helpful. There's the Faculty of Partible Surveyors. Well, not so Faculty of Partible Surveyors, but there is Party Wall Forum on LinkedIn.
Oh, yeah.
People quite often put questions up there that they're not sure of. And the questions aren't always from people who don't really know anything. A lot of the questions are from experienced surveyors, because a lot of these issues do have two sides to them. You might have 50% of the people have got one idea and 50% have got something different. So it's not like somebody will put up a question and you think, well, yeah, that guy's been doing that 20, 30 years, but they're still not afraid to floor a question on the forum and get other people's opinions.
Yeah, all right. That's a good place to start.
And also is to read the Act.
Yes, yeah.
Everyone tells you, if you read the Act and read it properly, don't put words into it, because quite often people will tell you something and you might find that they've put in a particular word. It could be that they say may instead of shall.
Mm.
And there is a big difference mm-hmm. in meaning. So you have to read it very carefully, but read it and form your own opinion.
And education-wise, you said that you took the faculty's course. It's a 2-3 day course, though, isn't it?
It's a 2-day course, but I think there is a new course that is a level 3 course. I can't think which one it is now, but the faculty have got details of it.
Okay.
And you can actually get a qualification now for party wall surveying.
Alright.
But a lot of my qualifications have come from years of pulling apart and rebuilding what most party wall surveyors just look at.
Yeah.
I've actually been in there, physically pulled it apart and rebuilt it or done things. So I've had a vast amount of experience from that point of view. But I think for someone starting from scratch, you just have to be you.
Yeah.
Take it slowly and don't be afraid to seek advice.
So, okay, so education, read the Act, start slowly. If you want to market, try Yell. It seems to be working best. take it slowly and try to learn on from experience and reach out to the community. I think it's true. It looks like it's a very tight knit community, the party wall community. No?
They are. Most of the surveyors I know, they're all helpful. If you've got a query, they'll do their best to give you an answer. If they don't know, and quite often they like it if you give them a question that they're not sure of, because they don't seek advice. So
yeah,
it can be an ongoing thing. There are things what I've asked for advice. Someone has come back to me and told me I'm completely wrong, but I've looked at what I was doing and decided that no, I was on the right track and carried on with my point of view. But you just got to have faith in what you're doing.
Yeah. Perfect. And so one last question. Who should I interview next? Any names off the top of your head?
Try Ken Power.
Ken Power. Okay.
He's We did quite a few party wall awards together, because we both have similar views on 10-4 appointments.
Okay.
And
I'll reach out then.
Yeah, he's a very knowledgeable guy as well. He teaches on the faculty course as well.
Alright.
So he teaches on there. So he also helps run all the faculty forums.
Okay.
So.
So a good person to know.
Yes.
Perfect. Lee, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Nice talking to you, and we'll definitely stay in touch.
Yeah.